You know, because we were out on the road yesterday, I didn't have my papers lined up, and I still can't find the paper I was looking for to give you all the information for Lomas. And there are a few ways to get this. Of course, you can go to WJR.com and learn about the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic. You can also go to LomasBrownGolfClassic.com, LomasBrownJrGolf.com. And again, I say WJR.com for Lomas taking over the golf outing. It's coming up Monday, July 13th at the very beautiful and incredible course, the Country Club of Detroit in Grosse Pointe. So I wanted to get all that out there, and I didn't have my sheet in front of me. I usually have it here, but because we were on the road yesterday, I moved some things around. You know that gas is on everyone's mind. It's interesting because it's the media that keeps reminding us how high gas prices are. They didn't do a thing to remind us how low gas prices were at the beginning of this administration. And I don't remember them making as big a deal out of it when Joe Biden was president and it was $5 a gallon. But be that as it may, we live with the reality of what we live with today. And we're lucky to have the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, the one and only Patrick DeHaan. We've been trying to get you, Patrick. We were there from the beginning, but you've become so big and popular on television and radio across the country.
It's weird. I'm obsessed with more low prices, and some of the media seems to be more obsessed with talking to me when prices are high.
But isn't that the truth?
It is. You know, I'd rather fill up for $1.99, but you know, I don't like talking to you in these kind of. I mean, I like talking to you, but not about these high prices.
I understand, and there's a lot. You know, the first question people ask me, and I'll let you answer it, is, well, wait a second. When oil goes up today, and therefore we watch our pumps and they go up 50 cents or a dollar or whatever they go up, how's that possible since the oil they have in the tanks underground at their gas station was bought at a much lower price?
Well, it moves uniformly. You know, how that's determined is not futures prices. This is where Americans like to, you know, it's hard to explain this because energy markets are so complex. But futures markets are not necessarily used in the way that many Americans think. And basically, stations have no control over this, right? They don't buy months in advance. They buy the day of, and then they get it that evening. But refiners may use futures to hedge. They may buy futures, but that oil doesn't show up, as you mentioned, for a month and a half. But everything at the retail level, there's two energy markets here. There's oil prices, the spot price, which is what you pay on the spot, and there's the futures prices if you can afford to wait. And, you know, the way that retail gas prices work is spot prices. And it's spot prices that influence the futures price, because what happens today can impact things in a month or two. It's not the other way around. What happens in a month or two doesn't wait. And so that's the kind of the fundamental difference, is that a lot of people look at futures and then think, well, this can wait a month or two. But it's kind of like, Paul, if there's a hurricane, you don't wait 7 days for that hurricane to be on top of your house to react. You react to the news that you know that's going to happen today. Right. And that's really the way that retail gas prices work and oil markets work. They don't wait for that information to be priced on. It's, you know, if you know the outcome of something, if the risk calculation changes, it changes what stations are charging. And their cost has gone up. And actually, if you looked at my social feed, I posted Monday that this was going to happen. So there actually is about a two-day lag. Stations don't usually raise prices immediately. It usually takes a day or two. And that's why I was forewarning that there would be a massive jolt. But that's also then why prices go down slower, is because stations lost money Monday and Tuesday, and only Wednesday afternoon after they finally raised prices were they back on the right side of things. And I'm sure we can get into the weeds on why their cost went up so much.
Well, this is the reason we speak with Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis, Gas Buddy, because he's not political. He's telling us like it is, and we so appreciate that. And I hate to counter our president, and maybe you'll set me straight, but when the president says, when he ends the war in Iran, you won't believe how fast gas prices go down, I don't necessarily believe they're going to go down as fast as he kind of wants them to.
No, you're 100% right. The maximum rate, regardless of who's in the White House, is that the fastest decline is usually in the ballpark of a 1 to 3 cent decline per day. It's not going to suddenly go down a dollar overnight. That's just not the way things work. And it doesn't matter who's in the White House. The pace of decline is always going to be consistent, right? So, I mean, I wish the president would be right, because I'd love for gasoline overnight to drop a dollar a gallon. None of us have ever seen that. So that's quite far-fetched. And in the long run, my worry is that while, yes, prices, if the strait reopened tomorrow, oil would probably plummet tomorrow, you know, tomorrow Saturday. On Monday, it would plummet 15%. And then Tuesday and Wednesday is when stations would start to lower their prices. But it's still going to take a really long time for oil markets to catch up to all the supply that has been depleted or hasn't gotten to where it needs to go. We've
lost sitting out there in the water.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of catching up to do. Prices will start declining quickly, but it's going to take many months for things to fully get back to normal.
He tells it like it is, and that's why we appreciate him so much. And though we like it when gas prices are down, we don't like you less when gas prices are up. I just want you to know that, okay?
Hey, you know, I completely get it.
Thank you, Patrick. Have a great weekend.
You too, Paul.
Head of Petroleum Analysis at Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan. We've been with him for years now. And by the way, good article from Grant Schwab and Summer Ballantine in the Detroit News under the headline, Michigan Especially Vulnerable to Gas Hikes. Maybe we ought to read that and understand it a little bit better about what's going on and how it affects all of us, because it does affect all of us, whether you're a working person or not. We continue in focus at 12:45.